morning, everybody. I am your host, as always, McKenna Cooney, and today we have a very special guest speaker. Her name is Alyssa St. Hilaire.
Hi, guys.
Today we are going to be discussing a very hot topic right now. Was the United States right to drop the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August 1945? Guess stay tuned for more. It is an absolutely beautiful sunny Sunday morning, and today we are going to be getting our discussion on. Today we are going to be discussing the Japanese civilians, the American military, and the American civilians, and what their opinions would be on this time. So Alyssa, tell me your opinion. Do you think that the Japanese civilians would want the bombs to be dropped or would not want the bombs to be dropped?
In my opinion, I think the Japanese civilians would want the bombs to be dropped so that they don't have to worry about the war.
Yes, but they also lose their lives and their families, their homes, their city. They lose everything.
Yes, but if the war would have continued, people would have lost more lives.
That is true, but everything is gone.
Yeah, it is also dishonorable for the Japanese people to surrender.
Yes, Alyssa, I can see where you're coming from, why the Japanese civilians would want the bombs to be dropped, and that is a good idea. It did save more lives, because if the war continued, more lives would have been ended. So, Alyssa, let's discuss the American military. What is your opinion on that? Do you think the American military would want the bombs to be dropped or would not want the bombs to be dropped? Let's discuss.
Well, I think that the American military would want the bombs to be dropped because they'll win the war and they won't have to worry about losing.
That is true. But also, a side note, making a big nuclear weapon is very, very expensive and very hard to do. It takes a lot of people and a lot of money.
Well, yes, that is very true. But they will feel proud of protecting their country and they won't have to worry about the Japan's attacking.
That is true. They also have to deal with the amount of deaths that has happened. Like, I would feel so guilty. It must have costed the American military billions and billions of dollars to make just those two bombs to end the war. It is crazy expensive to make nuclear weapons. And they made two bombs, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The first morning of August 6th, they dropped Little Boy, and then at least 3 days later, on August 9th, 1945, Fat Man got dropped on the city of Nagasaki.
Yes, that is very crazy. I don't know where they would have got the money for that. It must have been really hard for that one city to recover, and then boom, another city got attacked 3 days later.
And it's even crazier to think that after these bombs were dropped, there was immediate deaths of 120,000. And lots of people got long-term effects like radiation and cancer and all these things just because those bombs were dropped. Even if you didn't get immediate effects right away, you still got effects long-term.
I can't even imagine being in that position. Like, so many people are like having long-term effects from the radiation, and it's just crazy.
That's very, very true, Alyssa, and we also don't know how many deaths there are now because all the long-term effects, like, there could have been people from 10 years after still having effects and dying from it just from this one bomb, or two bombs.
Also, in Nagasaki, 40% of the city was gone. Major hospitals were gone. Transportation was literally impossible.
That is very, very true. I cannot even imagine having to go through that. So this is our last opinion of the day, and it's going to be about the American civilians. The American civilians, Alyssa, what do you think? Do you think that the American civilians would want the bombs to be dropped or would not want the bombs to be dropped? Let's hear it.
Well, in my opinion, I think the American civilians would want the bombs to be dropped because, well, you know, they won the war. Who wouldn't want to win the war?
That is very, very true. But they also have to deal with knowing that their country did that to people. They have to worry about people losing their lives. They also have to carry this big, huge weight on their backs, knowing that they ruined everything for the Japanese people and that it's never going to be the same again and that they're probably going to have a huge grudge against them.
Well, they won't have to worry about losing their lives, though. The American civilians probably, yes, they feel bad, but they won't have to worry about it. Also, if the war would have continued, more people would have lost their lives.
That is very true, Alyssa. So, folks, today this is all we have. But you can stay tuned for next Sunday when we're going to be discussing another historical thing. But as of right now, you guys let me know your opinion on this whole situation. Tweet me at Podcast Sundays on Twitter or DM me on Instagram, Podcast Sundays. And thank you guys for listening again. So Alyssa, tell me your opinion.
Yes, the bombs should have been dropped.
And I think that the bombs should not have been dropped. Thank you guys again for listening. See you next Sunday.